Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. My name is Anthony. I have the honor of serving this wonderful dish to you today. Enjoying today's dish with you is Sven.
Hello.
Say hello to your fellow diners, Sven.
Hello.
Oh, fuck. Jared's hello. Here, too. Hey there, big boy.
Yeah, this bitch.
Neighbor.
You know, I almost stopped, and we were about to have a talk, and I was going to redo this intro. Like, I don't know if you heard me unclick, but my finger was on top of that stop button.
Kindly nice.
Jared was dropping N-bombs before we started recording.
That is not. That is not. That is untrue. Hi, I'm Jared Minnikai. Glad to be back.
You want to focus on the episode?
For the first time in like 3 weeks.
You were only up for...
Three?
Yeah, Jared's back! Yay!
Three? I was only here for Vlad, so I missed... I missed the Four Horsemen. I missed the Mandela Effect. And I feel like there's maybe one other one I was missing.
Zeus.
Zeus! That's right. The Sexcapades, because I was really fucking mad I missed that one.
Yep.
And I missed the Four Horsemen. Two of the ones I was most excited to ever talk about, and I fucking missed them.
Know.
Bullshit!
It was awful. And I would have changed it, but, you know, it was...
I would have changed it, but fuck you.
Essentially, I already did the research.
Fucking piece of shit.
So yeah, welcome back. It is Friday. It is June 11th, 2021.
Oh, let's date it for everybody.
Yeah, why not? Everyone knows that I record these on the Fridays before we release them on Wednesdays. Until one day when we're just gonna have like a week off and doing nothing, we're just gonna fucking record like 5 episodes in a row.
You know, I just thought of something because of what we were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where
systematic racism.
No, before that.
Ah.
With China.
It's weird how I said we're not talking about China today, but go ahead.
No, I just this popped into my head, because what I really thought about, we don't really have to worry about saying anything bad, because I found out recently, in order for, like, us to broadcast into China, we'd have to jump through 8 million things.
Yeah, fuck China. No.
Carlo, Italian Clowns, he looked into it because he's like, oh, we're not in the China. Yeah, no, he had to send his birth certificate, his driver's license, and, like, I verify that he was a real person for them to even consider letting his shit go into China.
Can we do that just to say fucking get banned? Okay, what's that? So, yes, as y'all can see from the episode, I don't know the fun title yet. I'll probably think of something on the way through, but we're going to talk about the Golem. No. What is a golem, Sven?
I'm glad you went with him.
In terms of the context we're talking about?
Yes, we're not talking about the Pokemon or the Lord of the Rings character.
Well, that's pronounced Golem, but pop off, King.
You'd be surprised if you type in Golem, G-O-L-E-M. You know what you get on Google search?
The Pokemon?
No! All fucking Golem. That is all I have. For the two pictures I posted on our Instagram, Oddcast Network on Instagram, to like talk about what the new episode would be, I had to dig because every fucking picture it gave me was Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and I'm like, it's G-O-L-E-M! I typed it G-O-L-E-M! That's not even how you spell his fucking name! I was pretty upset. It's like, this bullshit, that's not even spelled that way.
I do believe that golems in Jewish
folklore mythology, whichever word you prefer,
were made out of inanimate materials, and I believe they were used to protect the Jewish people.
Yeah,
they were guardians of the Jewish people.
That's pretty good understanding. Jared, what is a golem to you?
Oh well, I mean, from a realistic standpoint, like that. Accurate, but most golem anybody would know probably from video games. But it follows the same basic principle: something brought up by magic that's to protect usually some kind of treasure or whatever, but in reality they were just more of a...
The Jewish people are a treasure.
But in reality they were more of
not the government of Israel, though.
In reality, though, it was more of you make a statue and then, like, your faith in Judaism was what... Like, the golem was a physical representation of your faith protecting you, basically.
That's a pretty good thing. Now, you did use one word to describe a golem on Twitter, at OutcastN.
What's that?
It begins with an H.
Homunculus.
Yeah, homunculus. Because it's a basic nature, because an inanimate object brought to life.
It is different, though, because a homunculus is typically a small person, while a golem is big.
Yeah, well, you know, how the fuck am I supposed to know that? I didn't do the episode yet, did I?
You could have Googled homunculus.
Yeah, and that's more work golem. That I have to do for a show that's not mine. I'm not doing
you
that.
You can spell homunculus, but you can't Google it?
Yeah.
I don't believe that
you that's can spell. Research.
Jared, spell homunculus right now.
H-O-M-O.
Nope.
O-H-U-M-O-N.
No.
C-U-L-U-S.
No, H-O-M-U-N-C-L-U-S.
Damn it, I always get the O and U mixed up.
It was funny because you were so confident, like, I don't know. I'm like, you can spell it, right? You're like, yeah, I can spell it.
I put it in there, but I'm not going to do research. Yeah. Not my show.
Yes, a golem is an animated anthropomorphic being in Jewish folklore that is created from inanimate matter, usually clay or mud. It is, the word is actually, golem is Hebrew. Believe it or not, the word golem is Hebrew.
Wouldn't have guessed.
Which means something incomplete or unfinished. And the example here on myjewishlearning.com/article/golem means like an embryo.
Very, very weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is an interesting word.
Words. What are they?
They're all made up.
They're sounds that have meaning.
If not windows to your soul.
No, those are the eyes, you dumbass.
Get the fuck out of my college room.
So, the word golem only appears once in the Bible. Psalm 139:16. I don't know how to properly read Bible verses, so I don't know if I fucking did that. But, yeah. The Talmud, uses the word golem as unformed or unperfect. And according to Talmudic legend, Adam himself is a golem.
Yeah. Like Adam from, like...
The Bible, yes.
I mean, I guess that kind of tracks, right? Being, like, the first man.
Made out of clay, or mud, given birth by God. Which is, you know, like, from Jared's definition, you know, it's the faith. And don't worry, I have how to create a golem.
I was gonna say, I have some issues with that, but...
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't the place for that, but...
You see, one thing about a golem is they can't talk. Is a thing with golems is they don't have the ability to talk. Because only God can give the ability to talk. Hence why Adam is not just a golem, but he is like an advanced golem. So therefore, we are all technically golems, but advanced golems.
Golem elite.
We are golem elite with anxiety.
We're golem eye.
Golem eye.
To follow the Uruk-hai route.
Though I think
the step up you just add I at the end.
I think golem is like deer, where it's both singular and plural.
I do have a discrepancy.
Go ahead.
If he was a golem,
yeah.
How did they reproduce?
Well, you see,
You know, I'm just saying.
God made him, so not man. That's what the difference is.
I hate religion. I really, like, I don't have a problem with people as long as you're nice, but just, I can't wrap my head around these things. It hurts my brain.
You see, the difference is that Adam was a golem until he was given a soul by God, as golems do not have souls nor the ability to speak. And that is... That is what, and Adam, for the first 12 hours of existence, had a body without a soul.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, before we get into, like, the legends of golem, you guys want to know how to make a golem? Well, man, all golems in, besides Adam.
I know. I know.
Go ahead. How do you make it? Choose your voices wisely, Jared.
This is the wrong episode to have me on.
Well, it's the first one you can fucking show up for, so.
I never get to be here. I'm problematic when I'm.
what did you say Jared was yesterday?
I don't remember.
Turbo something?
Oh, turbo idiot?
Turbo idiot.
Turbo stupid, turbo idiot, yeah.
It's okay. It's fine. So, I need the method, Jared. I need the method. How do you make a golem? I won't believe your guys' theory, so how to make a golem.
Well, let's say you take this pepper and you were to mix it all together with some other things and you made a little statue that looked like a person. That would theoretically be there, and your faith watch over you forever.
Sven rubbing his eyes. No, you can't just...
Horribly offensive.
By the way, did you fuck my wife?
You see, this is a long-playing character on the Outcast Network, where he's not, he is Hank Pym from...
Yeah, for some reason, I'd have to go all the way back to, like, episode 3, how the fuck that happened, but somehow Hank Pym turned into that and constantly bugging Anthony that he fucked his wife.
Because that's the actor,
Yeah, we got into a topic about the actor, and that just ended up being Hank Pym forever.
Yeah, where,
He might make an appearance one day.
Yeah. But, Sven, how do you, because Jared is wrong. You don't just put stuff vaguely human shape and then prey on it.
Well,
you're looking at me. That was my guess.
Oh,
yeah, that was my honest guess, too. Was that you just make this statue and then your faith would.
So, we're gonna. The fun thing about the golem of Prague, who's probably the most famous golem in history.
Prague Rock?
No, Prague.
Yeah. Did he have a little bass?
Pog.
Fat ass white girls.
This was made where this golem was made by the rabbi eventually, Judah Lo Ben Bezaleel? Bezaleel? I don't know names. Names are hard. But first off, you need three rabbi. You need one that represents fire, wind, and water. Important. But that could be just that specific one that was made, so I don't think you necessarily need three entities that represent, three people who represent the different elements, because the golem represents Earth. So what you do...
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Yes?
Pog sounds like it was the the makeshift name for PUBG at one point. Just players anonymously with guns. Okay, I'm done.
You know Pog is P-O-G, right?
He was talking about P-A-W-G.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what they would do...
Players anonymously with guns.
They would shape it into, human shape.
Yeah.
Full-size human. And what they would do is they would walk or dance around it, saying a combination of letters from the alphabet and the secret name of God.
Which we cannot repeat for fear of death threat.
I mean, Yahweh.
Oh, okay.
Or Elohim, depending on your god.
Oh, Elohim, yeah.
Okay.
Elohim.
God on high. That's from the Prince of Egypt. Mormon?
Oh, okay.
No.
Another movie I don't watch.
The Book of Mormon, he asks, as we discussed Jewish
Well,
religion.
I mean, with the things that fucking thing puts in there, I don't know what all they pulled out. And again, I won't ever watch it because I just can't get it.
Don't worry, we'll get you there. But so you basically have to walk around the table 7 times. And to get rid of it, you would walk around the golem 7 times counterclockwise.
Anti-clockwise.
No, you walk around clockwise to create it. You walk around anti-clockwise to destroy it. But also, other sources say that you actually have to physically write out the letters Al-Mem-Tav, which means Emet, for truth, on the forehead. Or you can either write it on paper, put it in the mouth, carve it into the body.
I have heard of these.
Yes. Or you could write the name of God on it. And that one.
When does it become a boulder with legs and arms and a head?
After you evolve it from a Graveler.
Right.
I think that's level 40.
I think so, yeah. I think that's about right.
When?
Is it really level 40? That seems stark.
No, not level 40. You gotta trade it. That was one of the ones that was always a pain in the ass. You had to trade it.
Does it?
Machoke,
oh, yeah,
Graveler, and Haunter all had to be traded. Which also was a Kadabra. Pain in the fucking ass as a kid. Because
that's what it is.
That was impossible.
It was.
So yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, back to Gollum.
So they just scribbled the writings on it, and that's what...
Yep. And they would put a parchment in the golem's mouth. That said,
God. What the fuck am I seeing? I saw that in something recently, yeah. And I'm drawing a fucking blank where it's from.
It's possible that is very old. I mean, not to skip ahead, but one of the very first movies ever made was about a golem.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't know that.
Yeah, so... The
yeah, that was in something recently, and I just can't. I'm seriously drawing a fucking blank.
You would be surprised how much a golem is in pop culture.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying recently it was in something, and I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
So the oldest story of golems date to early Judaism, which you know we already talked about that. You know, with Adam being kneaded into a shapeless husk, with breath blown given into him by God, which sounds very familiar to the Prometheus legend, how he created people in Greek mythology.
Well,
he formed them out of mud, and
you know, we brought this up before. It's almost like every religion just
takes from each other.
Original idea, do not copy each other.
Original character, do not steal. During the Middle Ages, passages of the Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Creation, were studied as means to create an animated golem. Although there is little in writings of Jewish mysticism that supports its belief. So, the thing about golems is they're such a big part in Jewish folklore because, as Sven said, they are the protectors. They are typically, when there is persecution, which we'll get to when we talk about the Golem of Prague, persecution against the Jewish people, a rabbi will make a golem, which will come to life and protect his people. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is how mythology works, Jared.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything. I got it all out before we started recording, so it's okay.
So the oldest description of the creation of a golem by a historical figure, by the way, these people are real people, like Rabbi Judah Lowe and Rabbi Eliyahu. These are real people.
Oh, so they one up the Bible and actually use real people?
Well, the Bible uses real people.
And what?
So,
what?
The oldest creation by a historical figure in the tradition is connected to Rabbi Eliyahu of Clem, who was around from 1550 to 1583.
I think that if you throw an apple off a bridge.
You know, that's 33. That's the age he was. He was an old funny day.
That's how I always sounded.
You know, Mike is almost 33, right?
And Mike's old as fuck, so.
A Polish Kabbalist, which I'm pretty sure I'm mispronouncing that, but it's just a, like a sect of Judaism.
Yeah.
A writing from 1630 to 1650 reported the creation of a golem by Rabbi Eliyahu, thus, and I...
What a great fucking name.
Yeah, Eliyahu.
Do you think when they Eliyahu. Said his name, they shouted it like the Yahoo commercials?
Go ahead.
How much further can you offend the Jewish people?
No, I wanted to see if he would do it, but I knew if I called him out, he would...
Eliyahu!
All right, now,
yeah. Do you think
no? That was genuine applause.
Do you think people did that though?
Probably not, because TV wasn't invented yet, let alone Yahoo.
Damn it, before his time.
and I have heard in a certain explicit way from several respectable persons that one man living close to our time, whose name is R. Eliyahu, the master of the name, who had, the master of the name, who had made a creature out of matter. And form, and it performed hard work for him for a long period, and the name of Emmett was hanging upon his neck until he finally removed it for a certain reason, the name from his neck, and it turned into a dust. That is from a Christian author, Christopher Arnold, in 1674. But I really like that. This guy says,
fucking moniker.
To explain how the golem was real, he says, like I said, I have heard in a certain and explicit way from several respectable persons that one man close to our time. That's the proof. That one man close to our time made a golem.
I mean, I don't disbelieve it.
I would love to see it. Now that he's far away, he has more bravery. Now he's out of bitch slapping distance.
He's like a sniper.
I could get louder without it breaking the microphone and me being right next to it.
So let's talk about the Golem of Prague.
Because that's a high note.
You want to talk about the Golem of Helm?
Come?
Helm.
Oh. No, a golem of cum is something I made. Is something I made.
It's what's in my room right now.
I was making a joke about an embryo and
so
my
baby. Golem of Vilna.
I am too.
Oh, congratulations! Didn't know that you're also a dad to be.
Well, it depends on what you mean, dad to be.
Did you fuck a dog? Are you Shane Dawson? A cat?
No, I was making a. A candle at my house that I may or may not try to bring.
I need you to shush. Don't say any more of that sentence. That sentence is dead. We're talking about the golem. The most famous golem narrative involves Judah Lowe. That's as much as I'm going to say of his name because I'm not going to say it correctly. Go ahead. Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
And who was a late 16th century rabbi of Prague, also known as the Maharal. That's our only bowls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking huge.
Yeah. Right? Dude, it's great for soup.
Yeah, it is good for that, though.
Sorry, Sven is, he's gonna get potato chips, and I told him before if he's gonna eat potato chips on the podcast, he has to pour them out of the bag and put them into a bowl.
Yeah, bag's hard to edit out. I've learned that the hard way.
So, and Judah Lowe reportedly created a golem out of
Judah Lowe.
Yeah, Judah Lowe. Judah. Okay. L-O-E-W. Lowe. I looked up other people pronouncing it, so I pronounced it correctly.
Do you think Judah get high?
Get out. Nah, I'm kidding. You can say it.
I would have gotten out for that one.
I know. So, he created, reportedly... created a golem out of the clay of the banks of the Vltava the Vltava River, and brought to life through rituals and Hebrew incantations to defend the Prague ghetto from anti-Semitic attacks.
Oh yeah, man, when you're trying to throw those concerts, you can't have people coming and ruining that. You gotta create a golem.
Way to make a joke about anti-Semitic attacks.
Well, you're saying Prague. All I can think of is Prague rock. So, like, good for you guys. You keep throwing your concert, you know? Let that golem take care of those fucking harassing pieces of shit.
Prague, by the way, is a city in the nowadays Czech Republic.
Oh, man, it's probably booming with music then.
So, depending on the version of the legend, the Jewish people in Prague were either to be expelled or killed under the rule of Rudolf II.
The red-nosed reindeer?
Wow. Not to make a joke about this, but...
A little close, huh?
Yeah, like, Dolphs and Jewish people, they don't really see eye to eye. Well, the Jewish people have nothing to do with this, is Rolfs.
I think Rolfs. If you have a Dolph in your name, you're just automatically racist, and you don't have a choice in it. Your genetics just say, fuck you.
So,
can we get Dolph Lundgren on the line?
If they die, they die.
I'm so sorry.
I couldn't think of another Dolph Lundgren quote. That was the first one that popped in my head.
To be fair, he doesn't typically talk. He's more of the stand-in, intimidating guy.
I mean, he was in movies.
Yeah.
Like, Universal Soldier.
Have you heard him talk, though? It's much like an early Arnie, where, like, they didn't give him lines because he didn't speak very good English, but he was good at being the big, intimidating guy.
Yeah, of course I've heard him talk. I've seen fucking Aquaman.
He's in Kindergarten Cop, too.
Anyways, so they were to be expelled or killed under the rule of Rudolf II, the Holy Roman Emperor. The golem was called Yosef.
Ah, Yosef.
Sure.
Yosef, my brother.
You know.
Or Yosela.
Yeah, or Yosef. Not even joking, or Yosela.
Related to Ursula?
That, no, no. Just Jewish pronunciations, you know. And are you about to read about his special power? So, a golem, super strong, because, you know, they don't have muscles, so they don't get tired and stuff.
Which, you know, okay.
Jared, you think him being super strong is the crazy part? Yosef, because summon spirits of the dead, which, you know, also makes sense, you know, holy creature, afterlife, on that.
Sure.
He could also turn invisible.
Imagine being an anti-Semite during this time, and you're just, like, looking down, like, a long corridor, and just in the dust, you just see heavy footprints barreling at you.
We need Yosef back. He'll fucking kick some shit.
Oh, my God.
I would love the fucking... First off, because anti-Semites suck. Fuck those people.
Those people.
Jared is joking.
Yeah, unequivocally, fuck those people.
Yeah, Jared is joking. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, no, I love all people.
Except for the anti-Semites.
But yeah, except for racist anti-Semite. But that should go without saying.
You would be surprised. But anyway, so, now, I do like this picture where this fucking anti-Semite just getting his ass kicked, like in the episode of SpongeBob where he wants to get into the salty spittoon.
He's getting beat up by nobody.
Beat up by nobody. I would love that. That's just a fucking... That's a sight.
Or this anti-Semite is, like, getting ready to hassle, like, a Jewish person, and then just from behind them, like, silhouetting them, Yosef just, like, apparates.
Why did it get so dark? It's just like that, like, in the movies where, you know, someone's, like, touches behind them and just, like...
calling for rain today.
I was a little human on the neck for some reason. But I like the idea of, like, just touching behind him, and it's like, his hand just keeps going up and up and up.
Did it have a dick? Because that would be hilarious if he reached behind him and that's all he felt.
Oh, no.
Like a big clay cock.
There goes the anti-Semite trying to hassle a poor Jewish person. Oh. And just on their fucking, this is an arm.
Oh, that's a big snake.
And then they realize, that's not an arm. Arms don't have one eye.
That's one of those clay snakes I keep hearing about.
Rabbi Lo would actually even deactivate the golem on Friday evenings by removing the Shem before Sabbath began. So
and because they don't have a brain, they don't argue with the person who's going to take that out, I assume? Yeah.
They listen to the people who create them.
Okay, so it's not like Pumpkinhead, where once it's made, you just can't control it.
No.
Oh, God, then that's a way better thing. Then why the fuck are people summoning Pumpkinhead? Just make a fucking golem. At least it'll listen to what you have to say and not kill you.
Jared, do you know how to write Hebrew?
No.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta write Hebrew.
Well, somebody could figure it out. There's internet Google Translate.
Actually, there was a recent movie that came out that was about a golem.
What? Pumpkinhead is essentially a horror movie golem, because it's made in the same fashion. You have to do a faith-based sacrificing kind of thing to bring out a mindless creature to do your bidding for you. The only difference is that the golem listens to you, whereas Pumpkinhead just fucking kills and has no giving a fuck what you tell it. But it's basically a golem, because it's a mindless creature to do your bidding.
That is a pretty good connection, even if Sven doesn't like it. I would argue that...
My horror movie knowledge pays off sometimes!
There actually was a 2018 movie that just came out called The Golem.
Yeah, well...
But,
it was done before that,
so... one Friday evening, Rabbi Lo forgot to remove the Shem... in fear that the golem would desecrate the Sabbath, because, you know, they're working creatures. They do your bidding, so they're constantly working.
But you're not allowed to work Yeah, on the Sabbath. Or you would be stoned to death. Don't you have a job interview tomorrow on the Sabbath?
Well, hopefully nobody's Jewish. No, can I just say real quick, when it comes to the Sabbath
that's and how it
works, yeah. God damn it. Job interview, fucking Google Map right from behind him.
A Jewish serial killer who fucking murders people on the Sabbath. He like gets them job interviews and he's like,
what a great fucking horror movie premise.
Anyways, I was going to say, incorporating the Sabbath, there's a movie that I enjoy a lot that I watched again recently that a part of the plot only happens because of the Sabbath. If you've ever seen the movie Lucky Number 11?
A long time ago.
Okay. So, spoiler for everybody for this, like, over 10-year-old movie now. One of the bosses of that movie is a... they call him the rabbi, which is kind of a funny thing when he meets the bosses and they're like, why do they call you the rabbi? Because he's a rabbi. But he's a gangster. Yeah, but he's a rabbi. But anyway, so towards the end of the movie, it's the Sabbath. So they kill the son and the phone's like ringing off the hook, whatever, and he's like reading the Torah and he keeps calling for his guy to answer the phone. And then when the other dude shows up, he's like, I would answer the phone, but it's a Sabbath. I'm doing my thing. Normally the answer, but like that's the whole reason he's able to get him at the end is because it's the Sabbath. He knows he wouldn't answer the phone, and then he knocks him the fuck out and then does what he has to do to him. But it was just a fun little tidbit with the Sabbath. Like they don't do anything. You don't answer the phone, you don't work, you don't leave the house, you don't really cook. Like you don't do fucking anything. Just sit around in the dark. Which is why I could never do that religion, because I would fucking go insane.
One of the reasons why Jared can't do religion, he would have to do nothing.
And yeah.
Another story says that the golem fell in love, but when he became rejected, he became a violent monster seen in the most accounts of this story.
So it was a male golem.
Yes, it had. No. It never says that he fell in love with a woman. It just says when the golem fell in love.
Fair.
But he could have still been a man.
Yeah, it was called Yosef. Or Joseph.
Maybe they were more progressive than we're giving them credit for. We don't know.
So, eventually, you know, sometimes the golem go on murder rampage, because another reason why is the golem would take what it was said literally. Sort of, like, you remember Amelia Bedelia?
So if he, like, coincidentally, if he just, for whatever reason, he got frustrated, and, like, under his breath said, fuck my ass, and the golem was near, it would take that as literally you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Golem sounds like a very bad thing for you or me, because we're too sarcastic.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah, the golem listens to what you say, like, to the T, so if you're like, hey, plow my field, it will plow your field.
Man, I wish this car was just fucking dead and it starts beating the shit out of it. Exactly. Like, no, that's not what I meant.
But when you say, no, stop, it'll be like, okay.
Like, well, the damage is there. I mean, there's no fucking front end now, so thanks for that, but...
You are welcome.
I wish I was dead.
Wait! I wish I was dead. Oh! But the rabbi eventually managed to pull the Shem out of the mouth, which immobilized it in front of the synagogue, where the golem fell to pieces.
Aww, but he was a nice, friendly little guy.
The golem's body was actually stored in the attic Genzia of the old new synagogue. Which, fuck that name. Old new synagogue.
I fucking hate it when they
do they gotta do my boy Yosef dirty like that and put him in a fucking attic?
Well, the thing is, he's waiting.
I mean...
I don't like that statement.
He's waiting to be restored back to life to serve people again. But Rabbi Loeb then forbade anyone except for his successors to go into the attic. Rabbi Ezekiel Landau, a successor of Rabbi Loeb, reportedly wanted to go up the steps into the attic when he was chief rabbi of Prague to verify the tradition, you know, make sure that the, you know... Rabbi Landau fasted and immersed himself in mikvah wrapping and wrapped himself in a prayer shawl and started to ascend the steps. At the top of the steps, he hesitated and immediately came back down, trembling and frightened.
He then reenacted Rabbi Lowe's original warning. What is so funny to you?
I thought of a joke that I can't say.
Okay, then don't. And like I said, according to legend, the body of the golem, Yosef, still lies in the synagogue's attic. When...
Did you figure it out?
I just got
it. Did
you
think of what I thought?
The golem's in the attic. Like Anne Frank.
He was like, it's in the attic, waiting to be activated. And I immediately went there. It's like, it's waiting for a young girl named Anne to save her people. I was like, I should.
Save her people. You know she died, right?
Exactly.
Horribly.
That's what I was like, no, it's not.
When the attic was renovated in 1883, no evidence of the golem was found. Some versions of the tale say that the golem was stolen from the attic and entombed in the graveyard in the Prow Zizkov district, where the Zizkov television now stands.
Interesting.
A recent legend tells of Nazi agents ascending upon the synagogue attic during World War II and trying to stab the golem, but then he died instead.
Yeah, fucked.
Some Orthodox Jews believe that...
Fucking put a tattoo on Yosef that says, this machine kills fascists.
Amen.
Yeah, why didn't they just use that during the war?
Because he was lying in wait in the attic.
That's what some people might say.
Now, the thing is, as well, as Judah Lowe, Rabbi Judah Lowe, was a real person, as I discussed earlier.
Yeah.
It was actually one of his descendants who claims that Judah Lowe made the golem.
Oh, okay.
So, it's one of those things that just became a legend because he said it was, you know...
So, kind of like people saying Ozzy snorted fire ants and...
Yeah.
And but it was one of those things of... Supposedly, according to the bandmates back then, he didn't actually do that, but it was one of those things he talked about, and it just became a part of his
and
legend.
What band was that?
That would be his solo band, so that would be the Ozzy Osbourne.
And what band was
Zach Wilde?
What band was he in before that?
Black Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
I see where you're going. but no, because Ozzy has a lot of things like that, where he would offhandedly say something when he was drugged out during tours, and then that just became part of his mythos, so he did it.
I mean, he probably did.
Nobody really fucking knows. He probably did.
By the way, here's a picture of the old new synagogue where the golem apparently lies in wait. There it is.
If you squint really hard, you can make out his form.
Nah. Oh.
Love how you did that. Nobody's gonna see. They're just gonna hear the silence of you squinting at your screen.
So, there is also the golem of Vilna.
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 I like the name, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm probably pronouncing all of them incorrectly.
Probably, but they sound neat. Which is something I will give credit to, like, older religions like this when it comes to, like, the name. Like, Christianity, not so much. Like I've read all
like
through
Anthony.
That. They're very basic names, like Anthony or even or like John. Like they're all names we kind of know. But like when you go through
Sir
a religion,
Raphael,
Jesus.
But when you go through the religion like this, like yeah, you have neat names like that, where like they're not something you hear every day, and it just makes it that much.
Well,
more
we don't live what in about, a country where they're being said every
what
day.
What about the three choir of the angels with the Ophanim and the cherubim, Seraphiel?
Yeah, but those
Barachiel.
Are... Oh, and
yeah,
don't
those,
forget the
yeah,
other angels, Michael and Gabriel.
Those are bitches.
How come they're so famous, but super famous? But the other angels like Metatron
super
or
famous, super
or
famous, super famous,
Israel
very super famous,
isn't
you
super
are
famous?
Not, you are shit.
Let me tell you why. Marketing. They're like Gabriel. Yeah, that's fine. Michael. Yeah, that's easy. Someone's
because,
like, how are we feeling about Balthiel? Nope. Seraphiel.
Yeah, you know, it's almost
nope.
It's almost like when a religion comes to America or anything comes to America, we just Americanize, dumb it down because we realize nobody's going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
Like Jesus being white. Which he wasn't.
No, he was from the Middle East.
He was from the Middle East. And if you're a real Christian, you should be okay with Jesus not being white.
Yeah. One of my favorite angels is Metatron, because he sounds like Megatron.
Oh, really? Transformersman.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now I'm gonna fucking forget the
Vilna.
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 Yeah. What was their deal?
Basically a student.
Student.
Yes, a student of the Ganon. Gaon. G-A-O-N. Gaon.
You want to give it a shot? I'd say
it's Vilna Gaon.
Yeah, I'd say Gaon. It's probably fucking wrong. There's probably some consonant pronunciation in there that we're not aware of. Terrible.
Basically, that Vilna created a golem. And that his student was blown away.
Literally.
Man. Well, fucking blow me down.
Whoa!
Eyes turn red.
I like how we have these fucking... We have Perseus who goes around stoning everyone. And now we have the fucking golem who apparates out of thin air. And just fucking decks anti-Semites. And fucking follows you like Amelia Bedelia. Now, there is, you know, the hubris theme of golems, because, you know, they're not intelligent, they perform a task, and they perform it literally, as we said.
Yeah.
They
don't have a functioning brain, how would they rationalize?
No, they're clay.
Exactly.
Like us.
Of course they're going to take it literally, that's all they can do.
Now, in one version of stories, the rabbi resorted to trickery to deactivate it, where they crumble upon this creator and crush them, so basically how you give a robot a paradox to break it, so he somehow did that to a golem.
Make it hurt its master.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Please tell me that this is the correct thing that I want to be. My internet is running a little bit slower, so it takes me a little bit longer to open up links.
You know how you get rid of a golem real quick?
Go ahead.
Get the owner, right? Put him in a saw trap. Because then the golem would kill itself because it would have to harm its creator in order to free them.
You know, it doesn't say anything about the golems can't harm their creators. They're not robots.
Yeah, but I mean, if you put them in a thing like the later movies where they're going to die anyway, be a real predicament for the thing to have to kill its master.
Or the golem could just break the trap. So, some great... there, because this theme of hubris, you can find this in, you know, Frankenstein, you know, where there's a golem created by man.
Oh, we talked all about Frankenstein.
There was... What?
Nothing, I'm just leaning close to dramatic effect.
We might redo those, because the audio was fucked up.
There was a 1921 play, Rossum's Universal Robots, by Karel Capek, in which the term robot was coined, and it was based upon the golem.
Frankenstein, you know, I never really thought about it. Frankenstein would technically be the original Frankenstein, anyway. Would technically be a golem, because he didn't talk. He was just very intimidating and kept trying to kill people.
Another one is another example
of Frankenstein talked in the book?
Well, not of course, much. He was a doctor. Of course he talked.
Frankenstein's monster.
If I didn't say so, anyone listening would have.
Because that man fucking threw out the sickest prose you've ever seen.
Fun fact, Victor Frankenstein was not a doctor when he made the monster.
Nope.
Well, you fuck around and shit happens and you get a doctor's title.
He also got murdered.
Well, I mean, a lot of people did.
I mean, I've heard he kind of deserved it.
So there's a...
You know, that decides we're redoing that, the fucking monsters episodes, because...
Alright, okay. There's The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Which you probably know, not the movie, but the Disney short.
Yeah.
Which is actually based off a poem, a German poem written in 1797, fun fact. But the brooms, they're golems. Because they're brought to life and they perform a task to a T.
Are AIs golems?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's really funny because the next example of the stories of pop culture also talk about, you know, hubris. So, hubris, non-living thing that goes around.
So,
Solomon Grundy.
No, the Terminator.
God damn it.
Legit here. Another good example we have is the Gingerbread Man. He's the Clay Boy variation from Yiddish and Slavic folklore, which combines the elements of the golem and the gingerbread man, which we all know the gingerbread man, you know, he's brought to life, runs around, gets eaten by a fox.
Certainly.
Yeah, sure.
Gary Busey plays him in a movie.
Ginger Dead Man.
Yep. And I know how much there's like,
I don't even want to know.
There's three of them. Oh man, that's a fun one though. Gary Busey plays a serial killer who gets killed.
Does he play one?
Yes.
Does he play a serial killer?
So they let Gary Busey be himself. And then he gets murdered in a gingerbread factory, but he falls in the gingerbread dough, and then he gets baked into a gingerbread cookie, and his soul infects the gingerbread cookie, and then he goes around killing people as a gingerbread.
It's like Child's Play, but
that
but a gingerbread
fucking nightmare fuel.
I know. Oh, they just put Gary Busey's face on a gingerbread man, and it's a little animatronic puppet that they use.
And Gary there's Busey like, has a terrifying face.
There's like three or four of those fucking movies. Oh all God, Gary Busey is gingerbread man.
I'm doing great, Gary Busey.
How you doing today, Gary Busey? I'm doing great today, Gary Busey. Thank you for asking.
There was Gingerbread 2, Passion of the Crusts.
I swear there's at least
Gingerbread, Gingerbread Man 3, Saturday Night Cleaver, and in 2013, Gingerbread Man versus Evil Bong.
Evil Bong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bong.
It's like Puppet Master versus whatever.
So let's talk about some. It's gonna be a shorter episode because that's basically it on the golem. So let's talk about
that's
some.
It for the golem? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh, no, that's it.
I was trying to think if there's any other examples I can think of. I'm drawing a fucking blank. Oh, you know another one that would, you know, another one that is technically a golem, even though we fucking hate it with passion, and Michael just ranted about it yesterday.
You have to be more specific about that.
Bane from Batman and Robin. Because they made him a non-speaking, thinking, creature.
That does everything. Yeah, technically, that can be argued.
It just listens to Ivy, everything she says.
So, let's talk about...
Worst interpretation, but it is technically a golem.
Let's talk about Der Golem.
Who? What?
Der Golem. Am I pronouncing that right? D-E-R in German? Der?
Der.
Der Golem.
Der.
This was a German horror film that was created in 1915.
Is this the image of the one I saw with the guy in like a really bad fake rock suit and they painted his face gray?
Well,
because I mean it was a black and white film, so it's not like there was a whole lot they were doing.
Yeah,
back then.
It was. This is
that is exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah,
it
looks excellent.
Yeah, I mean, it was 1915.
Look at that Edna Mode hairstyle.
What year did that come out?
1915. Over 100 years ago. Well, the thing is.
That'd be one of the first silent films they ever made at that point.
Yeah, it was an hour long. And a lot of it is actually lost.
I bet.
Yeah.
Most things from back then.
Yeah, because, you know, they decided, like, after it was filmed, like, all right, burn it. Refilm over it.
Well, that's especially, like moving to the Hanna-Barbera stuff. When I brought up Droopy Dog, how there is no original Droopy Dogs because the fucking vault fire took every single one of the original copies of Droopy Dog out. Mm-hmm. So everything you ever see now that's an older Droopy Dog is something that didn't burn and they were able to save. Okay. But originals are all lost.
So, yeah. So the first Golem movie, and I just want to bring up, because it was technically a trilogy.
Yeah.
1915, 1917, and 1920. I just want to really talk about the first two, because the first one, an antique dealer finds the ruins of a Jewish temple and finds a golem, as played by Paul Wegener. Clay statue has been brought to life.
Yeah.
And basically, he falls in love with a woman, and then when it does not return his love, it starts killing people. That's what we got from that. So wait until the second film, Jared. Because not only was The Golem one of the earliest horror movies of all time, they made the second film, The Golem and the Dancing Girl, which is considered the very first, if not the earliest, horror parody movie. The plot of this movie but not much is known, considering the film was supposed to be lost. But it takes off where Paul Wegener plays an actor who played the golem. And then there's and to impress a woman, at a party, he dresses up and pretends to be a golem from the movie.
Okay. So
that's very meta.
It's very meta.
So this movie predates Human Centipede 2 by like 100 some years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, this is hilarious how they're like, oh, we made a scary movie. Let's make a funny movie now. What are you guys thinking? And then there's Golem, How He Came Into the World, which was a 1920 movie. And there's a lot more about this. It started Paul Wegener again.
Was it a parody of the movie that came out before?
No,
it again?
It was a horror movie. This one was actually a prequel that explained how the Golem came into the origin. It was basically the Golem of Prague. Just that story. So, which is really funny how they did a movie, a parody, and then a prequel. And people say that Hollywood's not original now.
I mean, that's, you know, I have to be honest. That's better than what Human Centipede did, then.
Yeah, a lot of things are better than what the Human Centipede did, Jared.
I would say everything is better.
Because you had the first one, and then yep. The second one was the guy who watches the first one because it's a movie, and then he gets the actress
off
to...
with razor wire and salt, so please continue.
And then he gets the actress from the first movie to come in, and then he does a real Human Centipede on her. And then we get to the third movie, and they did the same thing again, where the first and second one are just movies, so then they just copy the idea of that into prison.
Yeah, that's, not...
These films should not get greenlit.
No, they really
You know what
shouldn't.
Movie you know what movie shouldn't get greenlit? And I can already see that it's going to, because there's going to be
another Fast and Furious movie.
Well, of course that, because I mean not really get made, but rather get released. And I'm saying this to all you listeners, because I hope that I can reach enough of you to tell you to not fucking do this.
They're not going to listen, but we'll continue.
There is a hashtag on Twitter. Now, I brought this up in our Oddcast group chat before, about like, wow, I can't believe... I can... On one hand, I can't believe that this is happening, and on the same hand, I can, because it's happened before, and of course this was going to. There is a hashtag of everyone saying to release the original cut of Batman Forever.
Not gonna happen.
And they're doing like they did with the Snyder Cut, where everybody's just bombarding the living fuck out of Twitter with the hashtag. Because, in fairness to you people, that movie was originally 4 to 3 hours long, and then they just made him cut everything. But on the other hand, the final product was not great. I can't imagine adding another hour onto it would have made it much better than what we got.
Probably not.
There was Bat Thing in that movie that got cut. Bruce meets Bat Thing, and then that's why part of the reason why he's Batman forever is he realizes he is Batman. He also reads a journal with his parents, basically blaming
him.
We're
still talking about golems, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
I just had to get this out, because, goddamn.
We have golems of pop culture. Here's one for Jared. In the Marvel Comics, Resurrected the Golem of Prague is a heroic character created by Len Wein and Josh Buscema. Appearing in number 134 of the second series of The Incredible Hulk. And then in number 174 of Strange Tales in 1974. Here's, you know, golems appear in Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, they do.
Correct.
Yeah, they do. I like this one where they
talk... I mean a version of them, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, after a failed attempt to revive his mother through alchemy, a young alchemist has to...
gonna bring that up as an example, but his little brother still technically talks in the suit, so I didn't think that counted as a golem.
The suit's the golem, but a golem is a small little hobbit-like creature that loves rings.
I'm only doing that because that Google search really just pisses me off.
Technically, the armor is a golem, but the soul is...
Okay, so. Well, whatever, but... Okay,
yeah.
We're just gonna get loose.
I gotta really, you know. So the dog, the cat goes meow. The duck goes quack. The dog goes Edward.
You are
fucking terrible. Daddy. Let's just find a random film or television in 1997, an X-File episode featured a golem. So, yeah. Tabletop video game and video games, you know. The golem appears in the fantasy role-playing game. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Called Dungeons and Dragons.
I'll fucking kill you.
So it appears in...
Technically speaking. If I were to put the symbols and do the ritual on a blow-up doll, would it then come to my life and serve my every wish?
I think God would smite you.
Yeah, that is a thing about about lust, and very much no. Plus, you have to make it yourself.
So you're telling me I have to spend, like, 10 grand to go get one of these real-life dolls?
Yeah, and someone can hack it and kill you.
Well, it'll be a peaceful, more peaceful way than me hanging myself when I go to jerk off in a couple of years.
In the video game Minecraft, golems are mobs found. You know, there's iron golems and snow golems. But the iron golem is inspired by a Miyazaki film. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know it off the top of my head, and I can't seem to find it. I don't even know how to spell Miyazaki. Is it M-I?
M-I-Y-Y-A.
It's not on here.
M-I-Y-A-S-A-K-I, I assume.
Wow, Jared, for someone who doesn't really like anime. I'm kidding, Jared's a nerd. Who texted me?
I mean, I don't watch a whole ton of anime. I'm not... I'm a weird nerd, because there are some things that I get super into, others Izaki I don't.
Izaki Golem. No, not Izaki Golem. Well, that apparently is a thing from Final Fantasy. Miyazaki Golem. It is... Thank you for calling it robots. Is from Laputa Castle in the Sky.
Laputa?
Yeah, Laputa. Sorry, I'm Mexican, so when I say P-U-T-A, that's puta. That's it to me.
Yeah, I'm racist.
Alright. I won't take this from you.
Nobody takes anything from me. That's why I'm always alone.
Someone took your virginity. Swish. It was your uncle.
Dude, I'm sorry, what?
Swash.
It's okay.
Is that right?
You all right? What do you got?
No, I was laughing at my joke about your uncle.
Shit talking my one of my favorite uncles, are you?
Yeah, is he one of your favorite uncles?
Listens to the shows. So. Yeah.
Not lying. Another example of golems, we have the gingerbread man and the kolobok, which is old Russian pout. Which is a Swedish meat-filled potato dumpling. So it's a potato dumpling that's alive. This is under
me hungry.
Under the subclass of edible golems.
Oh, that's my kind of golem. I'll just eat all day.
Yeah, but then
that's,
you know,
how I'll die.
Get the homunculus. Pinocchio's also under the sea. Also, Pinocchio
under the sea.
Prometheus, which makes
sense.
He's dead now. Pinocchio.
No, under the sea.
Why did you... Okay, what's his name?
I just remember he played Sebastian the Crab.
But yeah, that's the golem. That's what's going to be it. I managed to kill 15 minutes, so yeah, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Dang. What'd you guys learn about the golem today? Anyone?
You gave me a more detailed explanation of what I pretty much already knew about them, which was... Made out of inanimate matter. Protectors of the Jewish folk.
Alright.
I didn't know that that you would have to, like, scrawl God's name onto them, or put the Shem in the mouth. I didn't know about that.
Now, not to diss on Corey Taylor, but we know he's not a god because his neck's too thick.
You know, I was thinking about it. I thought about it for a second. I'm like, should I go Stan Lee?
No, because gods can't die.
That's it.
Except for Jesus, who is God, but notoriously dies.
Jesus?
I'll have you know, Jesus is alive. He's in Vegas with Elvis right now.
Sven, where can people find you?
Getting hyped for fucking Elden Ring?
Yeah, Sven is hyped for Elden Ring, so...
Jesus.
That's going to be my new text tone. write that
down. Put this in the... I'm so hyped for Elden Ring, I'll stop eating children.
Wow, that's amazing. Chair, where can people find you?
Well, that's complicated.
It doesn't have to be. You just answer the question.
Well, I mean, you can find me at OddcastNet on Twitter, Oddcast Network on Instagram or Facebook. You can email us oddcastmedia@gmail.com as well if you want to. But I'm also just going to throw in here, you can go to patreon.com/oddcastn, $1, $3, $5, doesn't matter to us. You can get this show early, so if you're listening to it early, thank you. If not, you're listening to it ad-free, then you can also catch the other shit there.
And what shows are you on?
Well, on Mondays and Thursdays, you can catch me on What an Oddcast. Every couple weeks, you can find me on a bonus episode with Anthony here.
We're watching Trailer Park Boys. I'm watching it for the first time. Jared's the expert.
That is correct. You can find us at all those. Thank you to all of you that do listen to our shows. We put our best foot forward trying to make these, so we appreciate you.
Yeah. And you can follow me at CLT_sandwich, at Inferno Frenzy on Twitter. You can also email thecltsandwich@gmail.com for any questions, comments, or even if you just want to say hey. Don't guarantee I'll respond immediately, because that's not my primary email, but I check it like once a week.
Send all your booby pics to oddcastmedia@gmail.com.
I was about to say, not the CLT sandwich. I am very much in a happy marriage with my beautiful wife.
I'm not. I will cherish them.
If you were married to my wife, we would have issues. But, yeah, thank you for listening and sampling today's flavor of CLT sandwich. We hope that you enjoyed it, and you'll be back to join us next week to try a brand new one.
Sorry. I'm being a jackass.
I wonder if they got picked up. and remember, there are whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures, and fucking golems that can apparate from being invisible. But do not be afraid. We're here to make them more palatable for everyone's consumption. Stay safe and stay hungry.
Horny.
Yeah?